Well, listen, good morning, everybody, and this is the coach, Bill Sparkman, and first of all, thank you for joining today's business building session, sponsored by Security National Mortgage and the one and only Carol Pope. So thanks for that. I know that those of you that are on the call this morning, you had many choices when you started your day, and you chose to listen to today's call. So I want you to make that a good choice. And I think the only way you can do that is come up with at least one nugget that when you get done with today's call, you're able to put into practice right away. You know, I say one nugget, you know, versus a bunch of ideas. I'm going to give you several different approaches to look at for generating and growing your business and generating more business. But it's not just about more ideas. In fact, that may be one of the challenges that we all have today. It's not a lack of ideas. It may be that we have too many. Think of all the ideas and all these things that hit your computer every day. So I'm going to try to keep it simple enough that you will be able to pick up something that you can do, and then the rest of it's going to be up to you. So here's my objective. We have a short time together, but I want to give you some tangible and some affordable strategies that are working for other agents that I'm coaching all over the country that, who knows, just might even work for you. I'll let you be the decision maker on that part. I will have some free goodies for you for joining today. I'll give you those right when we get done. But I really want to focus on what I really consider to be one of our biggest challenges for all of us today, and that's generating better leads. And, you know, we might just put that into lead generation, and I think that was even the title of today's presentation is new lead generation tools that can explode your business. You know, I think it's not more leads. I think in the market today we're looking for better leads, meaning qualified buyers and saleable listings. For me, those are the only two kind of leads I think we're looking for every day as well. Now, the other challenges we'll save for another session. But those other challenges that I think we can all appreciate are lead management. I think that's a challenge for all of us. Buyer conversion, finding ways to get your buyer off the fence. Generating saleable listings, again, that's another challenge for all of us, especially in a market that is demanding more and better inventory. And, of course, managing your daily agenda, which may be the master skill of all great the master skill of all high achievers is they've found a way to manage that daily agenda, those things that they decide to do now, and those things that they decide to put off until later, they've gotten pretty good at. So we'll save those for another session. I just wanted to let you know my approach to marketing. We are looking at three different types of marketing today. You may be involved in all three. One is relationship-based marketing, which is, for me, you know, sort of low-tech, more high-touch is relationship-based marketing. I call it my cup of coffee marketing strategies. Then there's automated marketing, and automated marketing is more, it's a higher-tech and lower-touch. And the third type of marketing is database marketing, which again, is high-touch, low-tech. So I may hit on a couple of examples for all three of those. So I think when I do, you'll get a sense on which type of marketing they fall into. I think what's important about your marketing and prospecting today is really matching it to your personality style, matching it to your strengths. I don't think it's a time where we can really dabble in marketing. I think you got to find something that you're really good at, and at the same time, stay in it long enough to win, and I think part of it is that. So it's almost like you've got to find your lane today, your lane, those things that you're really good at, so we can create marketing around that, and then just stay in that lane, quit crashing all over the freeway. And lastly, I think we've got whatever type of marketing we're going to be involved with, we're actually balancing some of the old school methods with the new school technologies. And you know, I was taught that the real estate business was all about kissing babies and shaking hands. And I think in some instances we've really forgotten forgotten a lot about that. Just getting out and getting excited about what you do and talk to as many people as you can do and that sort of a thing. But with technology, I think we can have a balance of the both. So I want to focus also on some of the automated strategies that we're putting into practice today to generate better leads. I call it sort of reverse prospecting, meaning somebody's calling you and you know, versus you calling them, and it could be a balance of those. It's a direct response marketing strategies, a lot of these that I'll throw on the table for you to look at. And I think the automated marketing really, what it accomplishes is it helps you create balance in this business. And I think we do that by utilizing some of the marketing systems that you can put into place that can help generate leads 24/7 so that you can have a life. It's like, you know, it's great to have a lot of success in the real estate business, but it's also awfully nice to have a life along the way. So I think that in some of the examples that I'll give you with automation and automated marketing, it helps afford that balance for you, earning well and living well. And I think putting those two together is what we're all trying to achieve. So I'm going to give you examples now. These are examples of the strategies that we're currently using, and I'm not saying that you should run out and use all these marketing ideas. I want you, again, to listen for the one that, again, matches your style, your personality, that you feel really that you can and you will do. So more like that. But I'm going to give you a number of different at least ideas in these marketing strategies for you to consider, and then you can pick and choose later. I'm going to kind of start with, you know, kind of at the very bottom, and we'll kind of move up and do a little bit more advanced. But at the very, very beginning, we're having still very good results with Internet advertising. Now, I like Internet advertising for a couple of reasons. Number one, I'm cheap, and they're free. So I like that, number one. And I've, you know, the other reason I think it's something to consider is I just recently read, this didn't sway me, but it sort of validated the work that we're doing with Internet ads, that the agents across the country making over $100,000 per year, 62% of them, when they were asked what type of marketing do they do, 62% said they use Internet ads. So it does validate the concept. Now, to make the Internet ads work, for me, you have to be very selective in your target. I'm not a big one to do a bunch of splash ads that we're trying to, you know, we're just throwing things out with a big net. I'd rather create a very targeted audience and create our Internet ads directly to that audience, and I think that's where we start. Now, if you're thinking about that this is a Craigslist strategy, I tried to figure out how to really become the master of Craigslist for about 5 years, and Craigslist is just one of several free Internet classified advertising sites that we're gaining a lot of response from. If you go to a website, agentceo.com, you'll see there are almost 25 or 30 different free Internet advertising, classified advertising sites. You could pick one a week just to try and see, again, which ones work and which ones don't work. The beauty of the Internet ad is that you don't have to spend a lot of money to see what your return on your investment is. And I know in real estate we're always looking at our return on investment of time, energy, effort, dollars, and everything that we do. Well, with the Internet ads, at least given that they don't have a lot of – there's no expense up front, then I can just really start to look at the response that I'm getting in a different way. Now, we're running about two or three different types of ads. If you – those that are on the call today – if you're going to, really start to use this particular strategy, I'll be able to, and Carol and I are both able to give you some of the ads that we're currently using that are getting a good response. It just depends who your target is. If you said, "Hey, Bill, I'm going after, I want to go after first-time homebuyers. I like that particular audience," which I do also. They're what we call our non-contingent buyers. They have nothing to sell. But if you said that you wanted to go after and target first-time homebuyers, we'd craft a different type of an ad versus if you said, you know, I'd like to really target investors. That's the kind of a market that I like. Well, we'd craft a different type of ad. So you understand that it's not just, oh, here's a free internet advertising site, run some ad. No, it's a little bit more specific. Here would be an example. On the first-time homebuyer, and you could pick, again, 25 different classified sites. You could try a different one every week if you want. I kind of like, lately we've been getting a high response from one site, eBay Classifieds. eBay Classifieds has their own, it's kind of interesting, they've got their own group, you know, that and their own classified website. But it's a good one. It's sort of like Backpage or Craigslist. But we're running an ad on the internet sites under Homes for Rent. Now remember, our target is first-time homebuyers. So we run an ad under Homes for Rent because I know that if somebody's reading an ad that says Homes for Rent, I don't know if they want to buy a house, but I do know they're at least I know they're moving. Why would they be reading Homes for Rent if they weren't moving? So I have the right pair of eyes, at least, that I'm trying to attract. And now it's, can we say something in this ad, very short, that would get their attention? Now, I know, like you, that if somebody's going out to rent a house, even an apartment, rents are going up. I don't know how it is exactly in your particular area, but overall, rents are going up, vacancies are going down, and most people are going to have to go out and put down first and a last month's rent and a doggy deposit, and it's a few dollars to go in and even rent a house and rent an apartment. So that's where we focus our curiosity marketing, and all we do is we start off with a heading that just says why rent, call for a list of homes available for $100 down. Now, before you know, I know those are HUD homes. They could be. I'm not trying to sell HUD homes. Number one, so just so you get, I'm not a big HUD home seller. I'm someone that needs more contacts. I need more qualified leads. I need more people to talk to. And I can get their attention, that's all. Now, we use a real estate hotline, which if you're going to use any type of internet ads, let me know, let Carol know. I'll give you the vendor that we're using so that we use the 24/7 recorded hotline for people to call. We have a great message. And anyway, so that I don't want to beat that up, but that would be one specific audience. If it's an investor, we run another type of an ad. It's under Homes for Sale instead of Homes for Rent. It just says steal this home, and we do a lot of things with payment ads. And we might say three-bedroom, two-bath, Federal Way, $614 per month or what have you. But again, with the hotline. So enough of that, but that's just one specific type of automated marketing, and that's utilizing internet ads. So go take a look at agentceo.com. And I think you'll see a list of all kinds of different sites that you can use if you are going to go after this. Given this is the end of the month, almost, pretty close, this is kind of a bonus. This wasn't going to be part of today, but I want to throw this out because this is something that really is working well. I think we're always looking for closing gifts. That's not a new concept. We've been using closing gifts for the buyers, for the sellers, for a long time. I've tried everything. We're always trying to utilize that gift that will have the longest shelf life. Well, I've got one for you I want you to take a look at. Just get the concept. Whether it's a buyer or a seller, I'm pretty sure you know a little bit about them. You probably know the hobbies they like. You know what they're into. You've got a little bit of depth of knowledge about, you know, some of the things that that they like doing. So I want you to go, here's what we're doing. We're going to a great site, and it's just called cheapmagazines.com. Fits right in with my philosophy, cheapmagazines.com. And you can just about subscribe to any magazine you can think of for $10 a year. So this is a closing gift that costs less than a dollar a month that is going to absolutely put you right at the top of their mind every single month, because here's what we do. You take out a subscription in your name, and in your client's name, / to the magazine that they like. Every single month, they'll receive that. And by the way, it's something that they're into. If they like biking, it's a bike magazine. If they like boating, it's a boating magazine. If they like motorcycles, it's about motorcycles. So it's something that they're interested in. It's got your name on it, and it hits their coffee table every single month, again, for less than a dollar. For our first-time home buyers, we're getting, this is even, it's even less, it's about 60 cents a month, it's Money Magazine. A year of subscription is only $7 and something. It's a great gift for a first-time home buyer. They're now in the money business. But again, the key is, what makes it so good? They get it every month, and they're reminded about you. They get that, and they say, oh, look at that. There's that magazine again. Anyway, so take a look at that. It just makes a great – it may not be the end of the world. It may be an add-on to something else you're doing, but it kind of actually fits into marketing. That's just an automated little marketing piece that happens to be directly aimed at those things that your clients are interested in. So it makes a great gift at the end. All right, enough of that. I want to talk a little bit about mobile marketing. Mobile marketing is something that's a little bit new. Even the word mobile marketing, and I think it comes from you and I both knowing that 85% or more of all home searches start on the internet. That's not a new concept. We know that. But what I want you to also consider is over 70% of all home searches that start on the internet, the very next step is driving neighborhoods. So there's a gap between internet search and writing a contract with the realtor. And most people do. They go on the internet. They've been on everybody's website. They've been on 3,000 virtual tours. They've been on an IDX, search properties, featured home. They've been everywhere. But what happens is before they may go to your website and click on your IDX or your search properties, but the next step is that they still drive neighborhoods. And I think that's where all of this mobile marketing conversation started. We're trying to capture the leads at the point of interest. In other words, if you have listings, we're trying to capture those leads. It would be nice on the internet once they've gone to your website and they looked at your listing, but now I've got to get them right in front of your property. So we're doing what I call point of interest marketing. Now, I'm not a big flyer box guy. I was taught that way. I've bought hundreds and hundreds of flyer boxes, but I finally figured out that the flyer box used to be part of mobile marketing. It wasn't mobile. They could walk up, take a flyer. I had no way to follow up with them. I ran out of flyers every 3 days, and I got 10 sellers calling me about my flyers are wet, and I finally decided, no, I don't use flyer boxes. And I think you have to come up with a pretty good story for that on our next time when we do our session on generating better and winning more listings. If you tell the seller, the prospective seller, that you don't use a flyer box, you're going to have a good story because they're going to ask you why not. Everybody else has one. And mine was pretty simple. I was just, when people sneak by and take a flyer out of there at midnight, how do I follow up with them? And I really can't. So we use other tools so that we can follow up with those that are interested in your home when we do it right at the point of sale. Now, here is what today's prospect or prospective buyer is looking for when they're driving neighborhoods. They want instant information, number one. Number two, they want interactive tools, number two. 70% of Americans today have smartphones. Only 1 year ago, that was less than 20%. So we've had to utilize some of the new technology only because that's what the consumer wants. They want instant information. They want it to be interactive. They don't want a flyer that I can't even follow up with people by giving them all the information. So in place of the flyer box, that's where we're using a lot of these new tools. And I think they really help when you're trying to nail a listing to let a seller know that these are the tools today that you're using to attract more attention and to showcase their home and be able to follow up with those that are interested. So I think that's where text marketing came from. We're using text marketing today at the point of sale because, again, 70% of people have a smartphone. They want to be able to utilize some of that technology. If you have a listing that's under $200,000, I always figure who's driving through that neighborhood. They may have gone to your website, and now they're driving neighborhoods of $200,000 or less. I probably wouldn't take a listing without using text marketing. Think about the age of the first-time homebuyer, 28 to 32. they use the phone, they use text. So on that particular mobile marketing campaign, we use text marketing. Text Carol to 88945 for more information. It's a rider right on the listing again, but again, it fits right in with instant information. And then the text message they get, that's totally up to you, but I've captured their attention. We're using QR codes at the point of sale. Hey, let's do a whole seminar on QR codes. I'm not a big fan. In fact, I think we've got about a 3 or 6 month shelf life left on QR codes. There's 2 or 3 other technologies that are just about ready to come out now that I think will take QR codes and put those in the past. Technology just growing so quickly. I've got this new Bluetooth advertising machine that you ever walk in front of a Starbucks or in front of a store and all of a sudden you get a text on your phone about some special they're having at the store? How do they know that? I mean, that for me is like science fiction, but that's going to be the next level. Somebody will drive by your listing and all of a sudden they'll get a text about your home. But until then, I'm okay with QR codes for a couple of reasons. Number one, they're free. And number two, I can get free text SMS codes using a vendor that we get the QR codes from. I'll say that again because it's pretty critical. Text marketing used to be way too expensive. I had to pay for every text code, and it was too expensive. But today, I can get a free text number, so I can utilize text marketing by just going to, well, one vendor. You can go to oneqrcode.com, and whether you want a QR code or not, you get a free text number. You could take one of your flyers out of the flyer box and turn it into a QR code if you want. But the key is I can get a free text number. So the QR codes, we're doing them in a couple of different ways. I've got an agent now that for the last 4 or 5 months, she takes a QR code in the flyer box. And she's got a few on a rider, but a lot of them in the flyer box. Somebody scans the QR code, and on their phone is a video of her, the listing agent. Hi, this is Jennifer. Thanks for looking at my listing. I think you are going to love the granite. Anyway, that was a pretty creative way to use a QR code. And she has then a way to take them where she can follow up that lead. Second of all, she has all of her listings on that one QR code. That's in other words, at the end she says, by the way, if you were looking for a 4-bedroom instead of a 3-bedroom, just scroll down on your phone and you'll see all my listings, and I hope you'll find one there that's something that will be interesting to you. So she doesn't want them to leave. Once she has them on that one QR one code, she's got them. And again, that's oneqrcode.com. So she's got that. She's got the tech. Even if you don't want to use a QR code, still go in there and get one for your listing, and you'll get the free text number. We also use call capture at the point of sale. That's not a new concept. Been doing that for 15 years. Never really figured out quite how to make it work. And you know what it is. Somebody calls your 800 number for a 24/7 recorded message. You get a text on your phone, and you call them back and see if they want to see the property. Well, that one didn't quite seem to work. So what we're doing today, I still like it. We're still talking about mobile marketing. Is the call capture vendor today that we're using? We don't call people back anymore. It has an auto text that goes back. Example: somebody calls on a listing. You get a text on your phone that they just called on that property, and you know their name and their phone number. But instead of calling them, that particular person gets a text right back on their phone, very unintrusive. All it says is, if you'd like to see interior pictures of that home, text me back your email address and I'll send you the pictures. We get about an 85% to 90% response. Once again, it's not, they haven't had to talk to anybody. Unintrusive. It just says, and by the way, if they do text you back for pictures, just a virtual tour, but the thing is, now you have their email address and their phone number and their name, and for future marketing, you've got that set up, and it's all opt-in. They gave you the email address. So that particular vendor it's called Hotline America. If you're thinking of utilizing call capture, that's, for me, the only vendor I would use. Now, think about, we've talked about Internet ads. we use that exact same vendor for our internet ads. Call for a list of homes available for, call our real estate 24/7 hotline for a list of homes available for $100 down. Same vendor. It's just a different extension, that's all. And so we're using that technology in a lot of different ways. We're using it in listings. We're using it on our internet ads, and even in several other ways. But clearly, it's finally figured out a way to make it happen. Now, I have a picture of the rider that we use. If you want, just let Carol know. I've got a picture of that rider so you can see how we set that up. That slips right into your for sale sign. That has the call capture information on it. Very simple. It's just an audio tour of the home, all it is. Or it's what we call a talking ad. Again, is it all fluff or does it really provide more leads? Well, let's say it's a listing appointment. Might be a little bit of fluff. I know that it's working, but at the listing appointment, demonstrating your call capture audio tour technology, it might be the one thing that another agent left out of their presentation, where you can say, I think it's pretty important today to utilize old school methods along with new school technology to reach today's buyers. So I think it's pretty good just for a listing appointment. I've also got a sign. If you have a listing, again, or a property under $200,000, this one works probably the best. It's just it's a payment yard sign. I'm a big one on selling payment still. I think that most consumers know that interest rates are low. They see it every day in the news or the papers or the internet. That's not a new story. Yeah, rates are low. But where they haven't made a connection yet is on a $200,000 house and the payment being, well, whatever that, Carol wouldn't know, whatever the payment is. They haven't made that connection yet. So we do most, all of our advertising based on payment. So on the lower priced listings, if there are such a thing in your area, we're using a payment yard sign. It just says, this home's available for $614 per month, asterisk, and all the little compliance on the sign. Call our 24/7 hotline for more information. If you have your for sale sign in a yard and I have my payment sign, I think I'm going to get more calls. It's more curious. It's called emotional response marketing. We're selling the payment on that house. I want somebody to drive by and go, wait a minute. You can get that house for $700 a month? How does that work? There it is. We're creating the response. And again, I don't know if they want it, if they can afford it, or if they can qualify for it. But I have an automated system set up that I can work with my partner lender, Carol, so that we can find out if we can get more of these into a home. So, by the way, I have a picture of that sign. If you're going to use it, just let me know. I'll send you what it kind of looks like and that sort of a thing. We're still using e-property sites, individual property websites. We're still talking mobile marketing. The ePropertyIndividual website just turns your listing into 123wilson.com, and then in all that it incorporates. There's a number of different vendors. I like ePropertySites with an S.com. It's simple. It's good. It's killer. It really, and again, at a listing appointment, you bring that up or already have the property set up, price is right. It's only $10 for a whole year for each listing. And what it provides, it's amazing. Actually, you can also get through e-property sites the $10 a year per listing. It also comes with a text number. With call capture on the text, I mean, it's incredible. It's easy to do for some. It told me that it takes too long. They're not happy with it. All of that. I've got a virtual assistant that I use and I recommend. I use and I recommend. They could do 10 e-property sites in 1 hour, and I think they charge like $5 or $7 an hour. I think that we have to utilize the services today, even like a virtual assistant, so we can focus our time, at least most of it, on income-producing activities. You know, I don't want to have you stepping over dollars to pick up nickels. Now, I'm not saying that we're going to use all of those on a listing. We got the text number, the QR code, the call. I mean, it's going to look like a billboard. We don't use all that. What we do is we let the price of the listing determine what type of these mobile strategies we'll use. The listing's $800,000. I'm not going to use text marketing. Why? I think of the people driving through that neighborhood looking at those homes. they're probably not going to really maybe even know what text is for. So I kind of go by the sales price and find a way to do that. So any of these tools, I think it depends on the price. And by the way, with the e-property sites and the individual property websites, talk to Carol about this. She may have a little special for you on that thing where it's almost impossible not to use it. And remember, it's for two reasons. One, all of the features that come with the individual property website. But two, it makes also for a great presentation at the listing appointment because, again, they may choose you because what you've brought up, others have left out. Part of it is that. So check with Carol on that one. That one's, in fact, all of these are almost, they're almost impossible not to use. I'm not a big Facebook person. But, comma, here's a strategy for you that you can use and can set up automated marketing and a return on your investment, which is free, by using the Facebook subdivision page, business page. I'll keep this short. Just consider the concept. The subdivision you live in, maybe you even farm that area that you live in. Today you have the ability to set up a Facebook business page just for your community, facebook.com/Ladd Park Community. I mean, it's kind of funny. Most subdivisions, they have names on them. So that's free. I can show you, or you probably already know how to do it. That takes five little clicks, and you've got a Facebook business page just for your community or even another community that you farm in. All you have to do now is let the neighbors know that you that you've set up this Facebook page just for the community, for the neighbors, and watch what happens. There's a couple of things you can do, by the way, on that Facebook business page that you can't do on Facebook. You can advertise your listings if you want, which you can on Facebook, but you can on the fan page. But watch what my wife is a real estate broker. The area we lived in, she set up a Facebook business page, oh, maybe 3 or 4 months ago. Let the neighbors know, hey, by the way, you know, I live over on this street, and I just set up a platform where we can all talk to each other. And it's amazing the kind of bantering that goes back on that Facebook subdivision page. She's generated probably 4 leads just from that. But anyway, back to, it's a lead generator. It's automated. Once you set it up, go do something else. Well, once you set it up, you do have to let the neighbors know that you have one, and then just watch the, and this is for them to use if they're having a card game, they have a bike to sell, they're looking for a babysitter. All of that kind of information is what they exchange. But, of course, it gets a little deeper than that very often. So there's another one. See, that's one that you could do 5 minutes after we hang up today. You could have a Facebook subdivision page set up, and then it's just about going and letting people know how to do that. That you've got that set up for them. I'm okay. I like also, I just got off the phone early this morning with a realtor that has, she's in California. She's got, what did she have? She had 1,400 contacts in her database, and she was, she wasn't generating enough referral business in that, from that, and we found out very quickly it was because she didn't have the right system set up, didn't know campaigns, and no regular contact, and I think part of that. So I like database marketing. It can be a little higher tech, but it can be also low maintenance. If it is your closed clients or your referral sources or your prospects, I'm a believer in a monthly e-marketing campaign. I don't think we have to send somebody something every week. It becomes stalking after a while. I mean, they're not going to buy again maybe for 4 or 5 years or 8 years, but I know that I want to keep myself top of mind. I've got my magazine on some of their coffee table every month. I'll just have a good message. We keep it short. You know, 90% of your emails may never even get opened that you send. I think that's why they've got to be short, value-driven. I don't send them out pumpkin bread recipes. I don't think that's as interesting as what's going on in our particular community. I use a subject line that says, saw this and thought of you, and then just come up with every single month something that's pertinent and relevant to the area that you live in. Very easy to get content. Content I get from Google. Let Google do the work. If you put in into Google Alerts, it's free, and you just put in a city, well, that might be too small. Maybe maybe Washington State real estate news or what have you. Google will send you something every week, more than you'll ever hope for from every website that they can find information on. So content's easy to get. But I like to, I saw this and thought of you. It gives you something that you can send. It's pertinent, it's relevant, it's spirited to the area that you live in, and also it gives you an opportunity on your e-marketing to feature one of your listings. All of our e-marketing campaigns include at the bottom of whatever you say in your email, it just says featured property of the month. Now remember, the people you're sending this to, maybe you just sold them a home. They're not going to buy another one. But the key is you got to kind of prime the pump. They know somebody. They have kids. And again, the featured home of the month always has a payment attached. Got to call Carol, get the payment, put it on the email, and do my campaign. Now, if you want to elevate your e-marketing, if you do e-marketing, to get it to another level, something for you to consider would be to add a video. Turn your e-marketing into a video. I didn't say that very well, but very easily done. It's also free. When you send somebody an email, they click on the arrow, and it's actually you speaking to them. Now, if you're thinking, well, I'm a little shy, I don't like doing video, well, this is too cool. It's too good. You have to do it and at least practice. You'll get over the shyness. All it is it's the same thing that you would have said in your email. Hi, everybody. This is Bill. Hi, everybody. I hope everything's going great for you. The market's been incredible. I saw this and thought of you, and I hope you enjoy this article. And don't forget me. I'm always available to help your friends or your family. So it's if you're thinking that's way too technical, take a look at mailvu.com, M-A-I-L-V-U.com, and you'll see that it's not only free, but it's almost nerd-proof. I could do it. It's a record, it's a click, and it's a send. It's really simple. How does it fit into today? It's more automated marketing. It's the purpose is to generate leads, and I think part of it is that. Lastly, I want to give you a couple of ideas quickly on we've got 4 minutes. Okay, quickly on how you can do a couple of things easily to muscle up on your website. And I do 5 to 7 probably website reviews every day, realtors all over the country, and I'm going to let you know a couple of things quickly that are very easy to do. For me, a website's not about branding. Too many realtors spend all their energy on their website to brand themselves. And branding's nice, but I'm looking for leads. I just wrote another article for a trade magazine called How to Turn Clicks into Contracts. I'm not looking for clicks and visitors. I'm trying to figure out, how do I get these people that visit my website, how do I turn them into leads? So I'm more about turning visitors into prospects, number one. And I think if you're going to do that, you have to have more value on your website to keep them there longer. Average person stays on your website. Remember, they went to your featured properties, and they're clicking through, and now all of a sudden they're off on somebody else. So we've got to give them a reason to stay longer, number one. And number two, we have to give them some value so I can get their email address. I'm all believing in database, opt-in, permission-based marketing. I think your database then becomes your ATM machine. I told the agent this morning, 1,400 contacts in your database. I could start a whole real estate company with 1,400 contacts. I mean, that's amazing numbers. So it's really giving them something not only to stay on your site, but also some value. So there's a couple of things that I would things you could do very easily. Number one, I look at your website. Is it your store? You just got somebody to walk into your store. However you did it, they saw your business card or a flyer, but they got to your website. They were on realtor.com, and here they are. They arrived to your website, and when they get there, 99.9% of all real estate agents' websites don't even have a welcome, audio welcome, and they just walked in your store. Most stores you walk into, somebody at least acknowledges that you walked in the door. There's a little bell that goes off. So I think the first thing you can do very easily is just add an audio welcome with a call to action. Very simply, 20 seconds, 30 at the most. Hi, this is Bill Sparkman. Thanks for visiting my website. I'm glad you found me today. And I hope you'll find something here that can help you in your buying or selling venture. Before you leave, please, and here's your opportunity. You'll have to have value, something to give them, but you'll have that opportunity to direct them. So I call those ethical bribes. Ethical bribe is nothing more than, give somebody something of value in exchange for their email address. So it's more than just the featured properties. That's nice too, but I think if you're going to feature properties, why don't you feature them by payment anyway? We've got half a dozen realtors now that they have their featured properties, homes under 1,000 a month, homes under 800 a month, homes under 700 a month. They not only keep people on there, we're using the audio recordings with those. There's all kinds you can do with that. Have more articles and reports. Value. By the way, before you leave my website today, be sure to click on whatever it is and get your report on whatever it might be. Get a copy of my book. If you don't have one, Carol and I can show you how to get one, your own book, with you as the author, ghostwritten just for you. And by the way, for your book, I know I can get their email address. I've got one, I just saw one this morning called Homebuyer's Handbook, How to Eliminate the Risk When Buying a Home. And you can get that book with authorship rights, and you can be the author, and it gives you something of value to let somebody know they can get a copy before they leave your website, things like that. You can add your own radio show to your website. It's free from realestateradio.com from the National Association of Realtors. I can't even put it on my website. I wish I could. It's really good. It's a free radio show. Call to action again. You can say thanks for visiting, and before you leave, be sure to click over there on the right and listen to our radio show, Real Estate Today. The best thing about that is it's all good news, which is, it may not be exactly what's happening in Washington, but it is globally all good news instead of the news that's reported by the media so often. And I guess there's a button that we changed about a year ago, the one that says, what's my home worth, or value of my home. It's that button the realtors, we all have. We just changed the button to say, what did my neighbor sell his house for? That's it. It's easier, this is a good one, by the way. It's easier to, people are nosy. It's the same question. They want to sell, but they don't want me to know they're thinking of selling. So they'd rather just say, well, here, tell me, and when they click on that, I just ask them, put in your neighbor's address, and your email address, and we'll send you all the info. So just that one minor little change, what did my neighbor sell his house for, absolutely generated more response than give me a free home valuation or what have you. And lastly, I think that the testimonial page is important. If you don't have the ability to add a testimonial page to your website, you can always set up a total separate testimonial page by taking down a domain name, which is yours, BillSparkmanTestimonials.com. It's about $6 a year. And then turning it right into a blog. It's a simple, absolute simple, blogs free, WordPress, blogger.com. Now you can tell people, or at the bottom of every one of your emails, hey, go here, click here as a hyperlink, and to see what other people are saying about me. What a great, and they go there, and it's other people saying how great you are, but it's a testimonial page that is totally separate, so you can have that as well. Well, we could go on and on and on, and I don't want to do that because, once again, I'm honored that you chose to be on the call today. I think I'll end with, if you got a nugget, one thing from the call today, act on it as quick as you can. By tomorrow, you'll forget it anyway. And remember, it wasn't just about more ideas. I think the statement that Security National Mortgage made is pretty clear. They want to help you grow your business. And if Carol can give you some ideas to help you grow your business, that's a great way to grow her business. And I think that it's a loud and clear statement. So if you got a nugget, one way to say thanks is let Carol know and keep using her services. And just know that more of the same is going to get you more of the same. So it might be a good day to take a nugget and see what you can do to incorporate something a little bit new into your business. Now, for calling in today, I've got a couple of things for you. Number one, I'm going to give you access. All you have to do is let Carol know your name and your email address and your company. I'm going to give you access to I have a private backroom resource training center for realtors. and I'll just need to give you a password and a username to get in there. It's $99 value. You got it for taking the time out to be on the call today. Just let Carol know, and I'll set you up. And if you would like, I will also do a website review for you. All I need to do is see, send me your URL, your domain name. I'll look at your website and give you my 2 cents worth, some comments, ideas, and maybe some thoughts for you to consider. And that I will also offer to those that are on the call today. With that, I guess I could kick it over to Carol if you want to say anything to put a close on this.
I just really want to thank you for your time, Bill, and I hope that everyone who was on the call got something that they could use and take out there and build more business. I do have some additional tools if you're interested in talking about e-properties. Please shoot me an email or give me a call. I do have a way to host that for you and save you some money there and show you how to use some of those tools and help you to use them so that it doesn't seem quite so overwhelming, because there was a lot of information on this call. Bill, I absolutely love all the wonderful tools that you give us, and just totally appreciate your time, and I'm really excited to be a part of this. So thank you so, so much for your time.
Well, great. Everybody have a great day, and we'll look forward to talking to you again. Bye-bye, everybody.
All right. Thanks, Bill.